Yes.
So, a compilation of excerpts on the subject of the right way to study the wisdom of Kabbalah, excerpt 36 from Baal Sulam, Introduction to the Study of the Tansfilot, item 17. The student pledges, prior to the study, to strengthen himself in faith in the Creator and His guidance in reward and punishment. As our sages said, your employer is liable to reward you for your work. One should aim one's labor to be for the commandment of the Torah, and in this way he will be imparted the pleasure of the light in it. His faith will strengthen and grow through the remedy of this light. As it is written, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Then one's heart shall rest assured that from lo lishma, not for her sake, he will come to lishma, for her sake. Thus, even one who knows about himself that he has not been rewarded with faith still has hope through the practice of Torah. For if one sets one's heart and mind to attain faith in the Creator through it, there is no greater commandment than that. As our sages said, Habakkuk came and stressed only that the righteous shall live by his faith. Moreover, there is no other counsel than this. He's doing work.
So, quote number 45, Baal HaSulam, the introduction to tests, to the study of tests, 18.
Yes.
Go ahead, read.
The Creator, who created it and gave the evil inclination its strength, evidently knew how to create the remedy and the spice that can be trusted to wear off the power of the evil inclination and eradicate it altogether. If someone engaged in the Torah and failed to remove the evil inclination from himself, it is either that he has been negligent in giving the necessary labor and exertion in the practice of Torah, as it is written, I have not labored but found, do not believe. Or perhaps one did put in the necessary amount of labor, but has been negligent in the quality. This means that while practicing Torah, they did not set their minds and hearts to draw the light in the Torah, which brings faith to one's heart. Rather, they have been absent-minded about the principal requirement demanded of the Torah, namely the light that yields faith. And although they initially aimed for it, their minds went astray during the study.
Clear?
Quote 43 from Rabash. What is the Torah in the work in the way of the Lord? It is beneficial to extract the light from the Torah if one aims during his engagement in the Torah that he is studying in order to receive the reward of the Torah called light. At that time, the study of the Torah is good for him. Whereas, when he is distracted from the purpose of studying Torah, the Torah does not help to complete the work of creating a vessel of bestowal, and not using the vessels of reception for one's own sake. Otherwise, his Torah vanishes from him. That is, the force of Torah that should have subdued the evil inclination, this force is cancelled. This is the meaning of the words, any Torah with which there is no work, meaning when he does not aim for the Torah to do the work of turning the vessel of reception to work in order to bestow, is finally cancelled, meaning that this force is cancelled. Да ты крашу в вальтеру.